We've got a fun one today, and we're not going below parallel based on, you know, what we did yesterday. Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. This is a repeat workout. People love it. It's a simple couplet. It's originally from CrossFit.com many, many, many moons ago. 135-pound barbell for men, 95 for women. 15, 12, 9 reps for time of a clean and jerk paired with a chest-to-bar pull-up. Last time we did this was on October 25th, 2021. If that loading in the barbell is a bit too heavy or a bit too light for you, maybe you have a 500-pound clean and jerk. Maybe you have a 100-pound clean and jerk. Wherever you are, if that workout loading works great, fantastic. But if not, you could choose to use 65% of your one rep max. I just lost my train of thought. Oh, okay. We also have a two-person team version of this workout as well. If you're wondering where you should be for loading-wise on this, I would say the loading that you choose, you should be able to do fresh 10 touch-and-go clean and jerks with that. And if you can't, the loading's probably a bit too heavy for you. Now, you don't have to do this unbroken touch-and-go by any stretch of the imagination, but that just might be a good metric to have in your head when you're choosing a loading. And if the chest-to-bars are a bit too challenging for you, we've got you covered. We've got videos showing the power clean, the push jerk, as well as the kipping chest-to-bar pull-up. Super fitness robot time is 7 minutes or less. More likely is around 11 minutes. The wild card option, still 15, 12, 9. We reduced the barbell loading to 115 for men, 75 for women, and now we've paired it with just a kipping chin-over bar pull-up instead of the chest-to-bar pull-up. And we also have a two-person team version. And we also said, you know, still feel free to use 65% of your one rep. That makes more sense. We've got videos of those movements. The scaled option today, we're sticking with the 15, 12, 9 rep scheme. Sticking with the clean and jerk, now we've dropped it to 95 pounds for men, 65 for women, and paired it with a chin over bar pull-up or a ring row. Love the ring row. You can make it as hard as you so desire. Got a two-person team version of that and some videos on ring rows and how to get a pull-up. The limited equipment crew, dumbbells, here we go. So since they've got dumbbells, I couldn't give them the 15, 12, 9 rep scheme. It just didn't work right. So they're going to grab a pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for women. Their workout's 20 dumbbell clean and jerks, 15 chest-to-bar pull-ups, 15 clean and jerks, 12 chest-to-bar pull-ups, 10 clean and jerks, 9 chest-to-bar pull-ups. And they, of course, have a two-person team workout as well and a video of their movement. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot is 6 minutes and 20 seconds or less, and the more likely could be in the neighborhood of 10:30. The no equipment workout is 3 rounds for time, 30 tuck jumps, gross, and 15 handstand push-ups. If you don't have handstand push-ups yet, you can do 30 hand release push-ups per round. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Linchpin complex number 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2 reps of chest-to-bar pull-ups, strict, with a supinated grip, palms facing you, and then 3 times that number of reps of push-ups after each set. So, if that's confusing, that would be 10 strict chest-to-bar pull-ups, and then 30 push-ups. 8 strict chest-to-bar pull-ups, then 24 push-ups. You just keep tripling that number. Then the other part of the optional accessory work has 3 pieces. You would just choose to do one of them. Either barbell glute bridges in the sets and reps listed, strict shoulder press, sets and reps listed, or linchpin complex number 6, which is 30 seconds of hang power cleans and 30 seconds of shouldered overhead. You would perform that complex 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each. It does not need to be unbroken. You choose whatever loading is safe or appropriate for you, so you would choose one of those. After this day of fitness, you do your 5 to 15 minute cool down, and then we've got hamstring stretch as well as the chest and pecs, hands behind. And boom, just like that, we've punched into April. We've got another week down. Thanks for letting me be a part of your fitness journey. It's an honor. And we'll take our rest day tomorrow and I'll see you back here on Monday.